Not working.
Works. I use Facebook Messenger every... I don't know what you're doing wrong. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just used the link Scott sent, which had your name and photos and all that attached, and just hit Messenger, and it usually works. I don't know what happened.
Well, and it could be something like that if you have a private account, which I think I do, I don't even know because I don't really get into Facebook that much, but that you're not going to send me anything until you do a friend request first and get that accepted, and only then can I receive any messages you've sent.
Anyway, well, bottom line, I was asking about, we were talking about radios the other day with the 510 you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
So I was wondering, do you have a line on those, or is there a good source you recommend, or, you know, what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, I don't. I used to have a handful of 400. Got rid of all those. 510's a lot better. You kind of just got to just get them off of the M Radio outlet, which is where I get them all. HRO. I think the URL is just hamradio.com. It's that simple. And that's where I buy mine at. It's not any kind of a deal. It's just kind of, I mean, sometimes they have sales. I guess I'll go look there right now. Why not? See if they do have a sale.
Online, I've seen, you know, little varying prices here and there, but it seems to be pretty consistent everywhere.
Just pulling it up right now. Let's see. What is it? Wow. Here's something I didn't even know. They're two different ones. 510DR and then a 510DRASD. I didn't know there was two different ones. One's like 629. Oh, let's see. Yeah, there we go. One, oh, no, 529. There we go. Supposed to be 649, but it's on sale for 529. And then the 510DRASP is 599. So I don't really see anybody, any of us really needing the ASP. I know a little bit about it, but I just don't think any of us really actually need it. It is kind of cool what it does, but we've been doing it without it for so long that we don't really need it. It is kind of cool what it'll pull in voices off of a signal and cancel out any noise that, off the signal. I think that's what that ASP does.
Our system here works pretty well without it, so.
Yeah, exactly. It works fine without it. So anyway, so the price is $529.
All right, once I get off the road and have a little time, I'll go take a look over there.
Yeah, for anybody that's a ham operator and GMRS both, that's definitely the one to have. There's no way around that. If all you did was GMRS only, then there's better radios than that. If all you did was ham only, then I don't know if there is a better radio than that one. So for ham and GMRS both, it's really the way to go. And it's kind of the way to go if you're ham only also, really. Kenwood's got a new one they're coming out with pretty soon, but it's not out yet. But still, it'd be hard to beat this 510.
And then for GMRS usage, you've got, you know what to modify on that.
Oh, yeah, I've done a few of them already. It's very similar. The mod is out there for the 500. You can find that anywhere online. But nobody really has a mod for the 510 yet, but it's so close to the same that you can just look at the mod for the 500 and then look at the 510's EC board. It's different. It's different enough that you start looking really close, thinking, okay, which one of these do I got to unsolder off the board? And you just got to pay attention to the where the circuits are going on the PC board, and you figure out which one to desolder. What I should have done is shot a picture of it. When I did my last one, I should have shot a picture of it and then just saved it. But yeah, I've done it, and it works just fine.
All right, cool. Maybe I'll give you a little holler a little later when I get my hands on one of these.
Yeah, it'd be a good move. You can't go wrong, that's for sure. I'm not talking on one right now, but most of the time I am. I'm talking on that radio. Just talking on a Ocean UV9PX right now. That's great for a handheld. I'm just sitting on the couch, and especially for this repeater, that's all I need for this repeater because it works so well. So all you need is a handheld most of the time. But it's nice to have mobiles. I've got a mobile in the house, mobile in the garage on a toolbox, and a mobile in each one of my two trucks. So it's nice to have mobiles. I was talking to a guy earlier on the Promontory repeater, and he was in Tremont, and I could barely hear him. But then he called me on the phone, and he said, gosh, I wonder why I can barely hear you. And I said, well, were you on a handheld? And he said, yeah. I said, were you inside of your truck? And he said, yeah. I said, there you go. There's the problem right there. So it is nice to have a mobile, because if he would have been on a mobile, I'd have heard him perfectly. But anyway, yep, you take care. Call for me anytime on this one right here. I'm usually listening to a few other GMRS ones also, but usually on this one too. All righty, you guys take care, and go ahead and chat with Matt there for a minute. Go ahead, it was Eric you were talking to, not Matt, and Eric was talking to Matt earlier. That's what threw me off. Go ahead, Eric, 936.
Yeah, it is Eric, 559. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, your messages were probably going in a black hole based on private profile. I know I will still get the messages, but usually, like, I only get a notification for people that are not friends on Facebook that have messaged me like after a week or so, or 2 weeks or something like that, then some kind of notification pops up, and all of a sudden I've got to say, oh yeah, I saw your message, but it was late, you know, kind of thing. So they kind of do get lost, I think, on that Facebook Messenger. But like I mentioned, Scott's usually listening on this one, and if he feels like giving him more contact info, I'm sure he'd be happy to do so. All right, good chatting with both of you. WRQJ 559.
Yeah, thanks a bunch for the help. I'm going to quit hanging my head out the window on my handheld and keep going on the freeway. W430.
WRQJ 559, I'll be clear.